Well, hello, hello, guys, and you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and today, let's do a 5-Minute Friday. It is summer, 3 months of glorious summer. What can you do in 3 months? You can improve your skin. So I'm going to talk to you all about how to kill your acne in 3 months. Also, want to mention to you, what are the steps, the things you should do before you take Accutane? If you're someone who's suffering from lots of acne, lots of breakouts, then you know how it makes you feel. It really makes you feel run down every time you look in the mirror and you see blemishes, pustules, and red spots, and dark scars, and pitted scars. The only way that you can improve your skin is by taking the time to invest in yourself and learn about how to treat acne. And the process of treating acne is not overnight. The process of treating acne involves more than two options. There's more than proactive and then all the way up to nuclear Accutane. Accutane is amazing, and it's quite trendy to go on Accutane for teens who are suffering and their parents think they can't suffer anymore and they put them right on Accutane. It's a very powerful drug, and it's a very somewhat potentially dangerous drug for some people, and it's a very difficult drug to be on. It is a miracle drug. If you've suffered from really resistant cystic acne, very pustular, active breakouts, and you're just having failure after failure after failure, then you should definitely consider Accutane, and under the supervision of a specially qualified dermatologist who is Accutane certified, you can be prescribed Accutane. But remember, it has all kinds of side effects, severe dry mouth, dry skin, dry cracking lips, some psychiatric and psychological concerns, as well as you can't get pregnant, causes birth defects, gotta sign a pact that you're not gonna get pregnant, you're gonna stay on birth control. So all kinds of issues come up when you have to get on Accutane. But if you're suffering from severe acne and you're really thinking about what are the things you need to do and should you get on Accutane, let's talk about three things that you should do first. And remember that treating acne is a three-month process. The first month you are going to get worse. The second month you get better. By the third month is where you really see transformation, maturation of the oil glands, and clearing of the acne. And then you're going to continue on this pathway for 3 to 6 months with the treatment plan. And then at that point, if you've tried and failed a good 3 to 6 months of therapy, definitely see a dermatologist to get on some Accutane. But let me tell you what the three things are that you should do before jumping on Accutane. So number one, always want you to remember to use a good medicated wash. And over-the-counter washes that contain salicylic acid and benzoyl peroxide are sort of the mainstay of what's out there for the average American public. It's available at Target and available over-the-counter without prescription. These are your Neutrogenas and your Clearasil washes, and they are lovely. They work great for average acne. If you're breaking out and you want to take your acne seriously and you really like to eradicate the problem without just playing around with $3 stuff, then let's step up your game and use a really good acne wash. Like you can try mine. Of course, I've put lots of thought into the process, and this is going to be a 5 to 10% benzoyl peroxide wash. And benzoyl peroxide is a really strong ingredient. It can be drying, can be irritating. It can bleach your clothing. So you want to get a formulation of this that's not going to really destroy your face, because it can be so irritating and drying that you'll just never use it. So try my acne wash. I love glycolic wash for people who have mild breakouts, mild to moderate. And then if you're really breaking out pretty heavy with more than 15 or 20 pustules, you need to get on my good acne wash. Wash your face twice a day with this. And remember, if it's too strong, you can always dilute it with a splash of water in your hands. Short contact on the skin makes it less irritating, and immediately using a non-comedogenic moisturizer is perfect. So some people complain that acne products are so drying they can't do it. You have to tolerate the drying, and you can combat that with hydrating products like a hyaluronic serum. You can try my hydration serum. It's amazing. A non-comedogenic moisturizer like the one that comes in my acne kit, or anything that says non-comedogenic on it. So step number one, try an amazing acne wash. It knocks down the bacterial counts and it dries the oil-producing factories, and that is very important. Step number two, are you using a treatment to spot treat the hot spots? You can do that either with benzoyl peroxide type gels or with an antibiotic topically. I recommend clindamycin is excellent because topical means you don't use it every day all the time. It means when you have a hot spot, put this on several nights in a row, twice a day. I usually like clindamycin solution, and that's going to kill bacteria and speed up the recovery process. When there's a pustule, there's bacteria involved, you want to kill the bacteria. Otherwise, so much inflammation is created that you get more scarring, more redness, more swelling, longer clearance time. And these three tips that I'm giving you, they work synergistically. So that by itself is not as good as benzoyl peroxide plus clindamycin plus number three on our list is Retin-A. So if you use Retin-A, you will have really nice maturation of the oil glands that drain to the skin surface. One of the reasons we get acne is because of immature, very tortuous and twisty oil glands. When we mature these oil glands by creating nice solid channels of drainage with Retin-A, skin is going to definitely 100% improve. But there's a process where the first month you get worse, the second month you get better, the third month much improved. The process happens because the first month we're actually purging the bacteria that's under the surface of the skin, creating more inflammation, helping those oil glands to really flow. And Retin-A should be used sparingly. A pea-sized amount does your whole face. And that's every other night till your skin gets used to it. And then gradually over 2 or 3 weeks or 4 weeks, you'd build up to every night. And there's no whining. You will sometimes get dryness, irritation, flaking, peeling. If you use a great formulation of Retin-A, then that's going to be the nicest and smartest thing to do. My Diamond Line Refine, I think, is superior because it has a ton of green tea, botanicals, hydrators, so you can use it with regularity and not suffer the dry irritation that's going to make you stop using it. What's the good of Retin-A if you don't use it? So get on it, stick with it. Remember, it matures your oil glands. It exfoliates. Dead skin sitting on the surface doesn't turn into a little white comedone bump or a blackhead bump from the oils that produce because of the fast turnover that it instills in the skin. When you're a kid, your skin turns over amazingly. You got that glowy, fresh skin. As we get to be teens, more oily, sludgy turnover. And as we get to be adults, dull, dry skin that doesn't turn over. So Retin-A for everybody is a great game changer. For my acne-producing patients, try these three tips before heading to Accutane, and you have 3 months of summer to improve your skin. So start now, be consistent, don't give up, work through the dryness, and come and see me in the office. We do amazing detox pore cleaning where we steam open the pores, express the comedones, use antibiotics to blast the bacteria, and just jumpstart the progress. So let's make these 3 months of summer amazing. Use your sun protection every day because Retin-A makes you sun sensitive. And don't forget, a little bit of ultraviolet is actually quite good for acne skin. It helps it to clear up. So enjoy the sun as well. And I look forward to seeing clear, amazing, improved skin with 3 months of consistency. And if you've tried all that and failed, then let's help get you on some Accutane. For sure, treat your acne now. If you don't treat it well and you don't treat it thoroughly, you will continue to get breakouts and you will continue to get pitted deep scars. And we really want to help you to look good and feel good. Remember to smile because you're beautiful and take good care of yourself. This is the summer of self-care and self-preservation. Treat yourself right. That's it for now, beauties. Stay gorgeous. Bye.